Hey everyone, welcome to Thomas and the Bible episode 44. And alright, I gotta admit that Moses has beaten me. He's the better man, I guess. I'm defeated in this because I can't do it anymore. After reading today's reading, I've had enough of Moses and his repetition, so I'm gonna do something drastic and just do two podcasts in a row here. And this one's going to be really short. I'm just gonna pretty much read through most of it because it's 100% boring repetition of what we've already read, which Deuteronomy has just taken the crown for worst book. Well, no, okay, that's premature because the ark building book, which I guess was in Exodus, nothing will ever be as bad as that. But having said that, this is pretty close. This is closer than I reasonably would have expected any other chapter or book to ever get. So, I guess for as long as it continues to be this stupid, I'll just do double podcasts or something. We'll just get through that. I need to catch up a bit anyway because I've missed so much time. So, yeah. All right. So, sorry if this one's a little sparse in content because I don't know what to do. I'm just reading the same. I've already read this. Seriously, I've already read all of this. It's just like not only that, like three times. We've read all this. It's like, it's beyond funny. It's pretty frustrating now. So, therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children which have not known and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arm. And his miracles and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land. And what he did unto the army of Egypt, under their horses, under their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you. And how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day. And what he did to you in the wilderness, until ye came into this place. And what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, son of Reuben, and how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, in their and their households, and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession, in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. So, he's just saying, look, your children may not know all this great stuff, so let me repeat it all to you guys. Even though you know it, I'm just going to repeat what it is you know that they don't. For science. I don't know, I'm not sure why. For something. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day. Ooh, shocker. That ye may be strong and go in and possess the land whither ye go to possess it. And that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence ye came out, where thou sowedst thy seed, and wateredst with thy foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. God doesn't care for most lands, but this one. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. Even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul, and all your heart and soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thy oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside, and serve other gods, and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, for he shut up the heaven, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. So all that's happening, as usual, as Moses is saying, make sure to follow God, because he's going to do these things to you if you don't. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And this is where I started thinking I was nuts, because I know he's repeating himself, but I didn't realize until now that he's exactly repeating himself. All these same idiot passages were in Exodus already. So why do you need two copies of something in your eternal book? It's like Tolkien putting the Council of Elrond like every other chapter in The Lord of the Rings, you know, just in case they didn't catch it the first time, you know, you want to make sure. Like, what? It's a book. They can just go to the back, like, go back and read. It's why, God? And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days be multiplied. Is this sounding familiar? Because he said all this exact stuff before, in the exact same way. In the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river to the river Euphrates, even unto, Euphrates? I don't know, who cares? Even unto the utmost sea shall your coast be. There shall be no man able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. I wonder if that's the first instance of that. It's a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the... Well, it's not really the same as how people use it, I guess. If ye will not obey the commandments, that's pretty straightforward, of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods, which ye have not known. Only allowed to go with gods that you've known in the biblical sense. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord thy God hath brought thee in unto the land whither thou goest to possess it, that thou shalt put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim, and the curse upon Mount Ebal. I don't know what that means, and I don't care. Are they not on the other side Jordan, by the way, where the sun goeth down, in the land of the Canaanites, which dwell in the champaign over against Gilgal, beside the plains of Moreh? Well, I'm asking you. For ye shall pass over Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you, and ye shall possess it and dwell therein. And ye shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you this day. Wow, news to me. Hold on, guys. This is the first I've heard anything about observing statutes and judgments. Whoa, wow. That's out of left field. Moses, I don't think I've ever heard you mention that before. There are judgments and statutes that I need to obey. Is this true? Wow. Okay. Well, I wish you had said so 87,000 times before, because then I would, you know, that would have been useful information. Moses. These are the statutes and the judgments which ye shall observe. Oh, jeez. All right, so here come the statutes and the judgments that we've already heard. So, buckle up. This was all a preface to this. Yeah, the last few days of reading here that we've done, or it seems like I've done, were just a preface to another bit of repeating that he's going to do. So, like, all that repetition was actually... The only thing that could make it worse was the fact that all it was doing was preparing for more repetition. So buckle up. It's going to be... It's a wild ride of garbage. Oh, these are judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that ye live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess served their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. You know, the people must have been saying, yeah, Moses, we're on our way to go destroy all of those places right now. If you would just shut up. We're Moses, we're waiting on you at this point. This is all, look at us. I'm holding a spear right now. Everybody's in their armor. Like, we're just out here cooking in the sun, waiting for you to stop telling us to go do stuff so we can actually go do it before we all age and die and can't even, you know, carry a weapon anymore. We get it. Okay, we got to go take the other nation. Yeah, whatever. I'm with you. Oh my God. I'll do anything. Just shut up. Wow. And ye shall overthrow their altars, and break their pillars, and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods, and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall... getting that little precursor of a yawn there. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. Even unto his habitation shall ye seek. And thither thou shalt come, and thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and your heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the first things of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand into, ye and your households, wherein the Lord God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes, for ye are not as yet come to the rest of the inheritance, to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. Oh, okay, so these are just little towns that are going to murder, like, on their way to the more important murdering places. So that's why they're not allowed to just settle in. He's saying, like, don't sit down. There's plenty more murdering to go. But when ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when... And when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which ye vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters, and your manservants and your maidservants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he hath no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to thyself, and to thy own self take heed, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes. There shalt thou offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thou soul lusteth. Whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roebuck and as of the hart. Again, I don't know and I don't care. I don't care to know. If once we're on stuff, I'm really sorry, I guess, but once we're on stuff that we've only read like 8 times instead of 37, I'll start caring. But I'm just going to get through this. And I know there's... I know that something possibly has to happen later in this Bible, maybe after Moses finally dies in this book. Spoiler! I'm sure something will actually happen. And then I'll look into it and talk about it. But this is not anything. Only ye shall not eat the blood. Oh, you know what? I take it back. This is really groundbreaking stuff. Don't eat the blood. Pour it upon the earth as water. Because that's what you do with water, apparently.
I usually just drink water, but...
Yeah, can't help it. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn, or of thy wine, or of thy oil, or the firstlings of thy herds, or of thy flock, nor any of thy vows, which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offerings, or heave offering of thine hand, but thou must eat them before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thine hands unto. Take heed to thyself, and to thine own self take heed, that thou... I'm going to make that joke every time. That thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou livest upon the earth. We can forsake those Levites when we're dead, everyone. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border and thy prostate, as he hath promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh, thou mayest eat flesh, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock, which the Lord hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Even as the roebuck and as the hart is eaten, so shall... And by the way, the hart that's happening is H-A-R-T. I don't really know what it is, but it's probably some animal, I'm guessing. So thou shalt eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh, dummy. Thou shalt not eat it. Thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water, as I've said before. Why do you make me repeat myself? Thou shalt not eat it for a seventh time, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Maybe really the people Moses was dealing with were just this dumb. Like, he really had to keep saying, like, oh, God, I really... Okay, let's start over. Let me try this again. Only thy holy things which thou hast, and thy vows thou shalt take, and go unto the place which the Lord shall choose, and thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God. And the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. Idiots, observe and hear all these words which I command thee for the millionth time, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children, with thy retarded children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, write this down, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their land, take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so I will do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God, for every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. Ooh. What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, or diminish from it, nor diminish from it. I think I'm just going to get into Moses' character of just talking to a bunch of idiots. It actually makes it a little bit more passable to read, like I can actually stand it. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder come to pass, whereof he spake, unto thee, saying, let us go after, now that I have you, let us go after other gods, which are better than this crappy god, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. So I guess it wasn't suspicious to anyone at the time that Moses is the only current prophet, and he issues a commandment saying that if any other prophet ever comes along and predicts things that turn out to be true, like he makes correct predictions, but tells them to worship other gods, then don't listen to him, because Moses said that God said not to. A simpler solution for God might have just been to make sure that that doesn't happen, like make sure any fake false prophets, as it were, don't make accurate predictions, which should be pretty easy for a God, I would think. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him, and that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he hath spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and saying, psst, hey, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers. Thou nor thy, that's what they'll say. Hey, psst, hey, dude, you want to go serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers? Yeah, dude, let's go. Other gods, yes. Oh, that is, oh, don't tell anyone, though, because, oh, other gods, yeah. Because that's how it goes. Namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you. Okay, so as long as it's a really, really far away god, then it's fine. Nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth, thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shalt thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death. And afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones, still has to specify that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and other things that rhyme, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this among you. If thou shalt say, in one of thy cities, which the Lord thy God hath given to thee to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods which ye have not known. Then shalt thou inquire, oh, I love this part, and make search, and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth. So, you know, God wants you to do your homework, you know, like, okay, I heard a rumor that some people are going to serve some other gods that I don't know. So let me, you know, let me follow up on that. And, you know, if there's anything to it, then we'll kill him. So let me take a few days on that. I'll email you. Then thou shalt inquire and make search and ask diligently. And behold, if it be truth and the thing be certain that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge. The cattle, what did they do? Really, what did they do? Were they involved somehow in the worshiping? Like, was it their actually their idea? Like, hey, moo, 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 moo. And then everyone's like, Did you hear that? What is? I think he said to serve other gods. What's he saying? Does anybody speak cow? Moo, 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 moo. Yeah. He's saying that's a good idea. Wow. Is that really? Let's go serve other gods. You know what? That cow convinced me. He convinced me. Let's go. Like, really? You have to kill the cattle? I don't know that they really have anything to do with it. And thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shall burn with fire the city, and all the spoil thereof, every whit, for the Lord thy God, and it shall be an heap forever. It shall not be built again, no more city. And there shall cleave not of the cursed thing to thine hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and shew thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, when thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep all his commandments, which I command thee this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord thy God. Last chapter. Ye are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. Interesting there. So I guess it was an ancient trend to wax your eyebrows whenever somebody died, which I don't know why they didn't just tweeze or, you know, normally. But apparently they saved it for when someone died. Then they're like, ah. And then like they have baldness between their eyes. Also, yeah, what about people who are just naturally not unibrow people? I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe the kind of people we're dealing with here, like, it was everybody had a unibrow and it was just universal unibrow. But yeah, that's sort of a weird proclamation there. For thou art an holy people. Yeah. Oh, okay, now I get it. Because they're a holy people, then don't wax your eyebrows. That's common sense. I think I was looking too far into it. I was looking for like a point within that point, you know, because, oh yeah, obviously you don't wax your eyebrows cause you're, you know, holy people. But I thought there's something more complicated behind that. And the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing, including snowmen. These are the beasts which ye shall eat. The ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hart, and the roebuck, and the fowl. Okay, I'm going to skip because he just says a bunch of crap. Skin, the swine, because it divide the hoof. Remember all that stuff where, like, if it divideth the hoof, then you can not eat it. But if it doesn't, then you can. And if it chews a cud, then you can't. Like, completely arbitrary BS. Now we're getting to the water-dwelling creatures. So you can eat anything that has fins and scales. But if it doesn't have fins and scales, you may not eat it. You know, just like we all follow the Ten Commandments that are in the Old Testament that Moses wrote. And we also always follow this commandment, which is to not eat shellfish. Every Christian knows that. And it's widely taught that you need, you know, everywhere where the Ten Commandments is posted, in every courthouse, there are equal, you know, postings on the rest of the retarded commandments in the Old Testament, because that's what you'd have to do to be consistent. Of all clean birds shall ye eat. Not sure how that's defined, but these are they of which ye shall not eat. The eagle, the ossifrage, that's easy. I don't know what that is, so I'm not going to eat it. The osprey, the gleed. Well, it's easy if you just make up birds that don't exist. It's going to be pretty easy for people to not eat them. And the kite and the vulture after his kind, and every raven, including that so raven after his kind, and the owl and the nighthawk and the cuckoo and the hawk after his kind, the little owl and the great owl and the swan and the pelican and the gear eagle and the cormorant and the stork and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat, which is not a bird. Ha ha, gotcha. It's a mammal. Take that, God. You didn't know that, did you, Moses, when you wrote your book that God supposedly wrote? And every creeping thing that flieth is unclean to you. They shall not be eaten. But of all clean fowls ye may eat. Ye shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Thou shalt give it unto the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it. Or thou mayest sell it unto an alien, just in case there's aliens around. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seethe a kid in his mother's milk. I don't know what that means, and I don't know why that's there, because it's sort of out of nowhere. One minute you're saying don't eat anything that's just died of natural causes, and then he's like, don't seethe a kid in his mother's milk. I guess don't cook like a baby goat in its mother. I don't know. I have no idea. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year, and thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and thy flocks, and that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which the Lord thy God shall choose to set his name there, when the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and thou shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, and thou shalt bestow that money for whosoever thy soul lusteth after. Whatsoever thy soul lusteth. For oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth, and thou shalt eat there before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt rejoice, and thou and thine household, and the Levite that is within thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase, the same year, and thou shalt lay it up within thy gates, and the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. All right, that's the end of podcast part one. That was actually a lot longer than I thought. I was going to try to just rock that out real quick, but I think the next one will be probably faster. So, all right, that's it for this episode. I'm just going to record another stupid episode right after this. So, see you guys then.